help me, because sometimes I forget the verse to this song. So make sure and go ahead and sing if you know it, especially the chorus
and the verse, because I really sometimes forget the rest.
So pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice. It says, how great is our God? How great is our God? Is our God. Sing with me, sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see. How great is our God? Age to age stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Godhead three, Father, Spirit, Son, Lion, and how great. How great is our God? All will see how great. You know he of all names, and he's worthy. My heart will sing how great. You know he's the name above all names. Sing with me. He's the name above all names. It all belongs to you, Lord. And my heart will sing. My heart will sing. How great is our God. Yeah. Let's sing it together. How great. How great is our God, is our God. Sing with me, sing with me. How great is our God, is our God. All will see, all will see. How great is our God, yeah. Sing it again now, come on. How great is our God? Sing with me, how he's great and mighty, yeah. All will see. Every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that God is great. Yeah, let's sing it one more time now. How. Sing with me, how great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how great he is. How great and awesome is our God. Hallelujah. We have going to call her on up and let her do her thing. Our future evangelist. She's just the future. Hallelujah.
Okay. Good afternoon. Today, okay, so the verse is Psalms 34, and then it says, I will bless continually be in my mouth. And it's King James Version and picture.
Come on, give God some praise. He passed around here. Hallelujah. Little people are getting busy around here. Oh, glory, put us to shame. Hallelujah. Come on, at this time we're going to, as she makes her way to the pulpit, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Brother Al. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know whether my daughter was going to welcome you all now. She's going to do it afterward. Okay. You want to wait till dinner time or what you want to do? Okay. Everybody's coming to lunch. I really feel the Holy Spirit here today. I feel God here. You know, I know people are here for a purpose. Some of you came from invitation, but I want you to know you're at the right place at the right time. This is the time that God is going to move for you. If you get your mind up on the Lord, you know, the service has been going, praising God. Sister started, this one started, all the service. I just get amazed at the things of God. I just get amazed how he set up stuff. I just get amazed at him. So I'm sitting here, and then she gets up and sings, "How great is our God?" I said, "Oh, Lord, what we going to do?" I said, "Maybe we may let you do." I said, "So I don't know where I'm going. I wrote down something, but I started marking. Lord, girl, no telling where I'm going to end up. No telling what. But I'm going to talk about a God who's able today. I'm going to talk about a God who's here today. I'm going to talk about a God that can do anything. And I'm going to talk from experience. I ain't going to talk for somebody told me. I'm going to tell you about a God that's a good God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I know folk want to sit down. You know, and I know that y'all, this is me tired. Father, I want to thank you. Don't we want to thank him? I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for being here. Because where two or three are gathered in his name, you promise to be with us. We thank you, Lord. We give you honor and praise. We say hallelujah. We say you're wonderful. Oh, God, there's nobody like you. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We ask you now to deliver the word through thy servant. Lord, speak to the people through this mouth of clay. I ask it in your precious, wonderful name. Lord, heal those who need healing in their body, in their soul, and in their spirit. Lord, in the name of Jesus, be lifted up today, Lord. Lord, I pray that you be lifted up today, God. Been asking, Lord, to lift yourself up today, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know and let us know, hallelujah, you can do anything. Anything. That's nothing you cannot do. Hallelujah. Somebody here need to be saved. I know it. I feel it in my heart. Somebody need to be saved. But I'm going to tell you something. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. Don't worry about what nobody else feel about you. Don't care what they say about you. You got to stand for yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You remember when you almost got shot? God was there to bring you through. You remember, you know, when you've been out there and you almost got stabbed? God was there to bring you through. It wasn't your friend. If he intervened, it was just because God had him intervene. God is a good God. Hallelujah. So bring your sorrow to him right now and lay it on the altar because God is moving. They said, what's the matter with mama? Mama is. Ooh, Jesus, girl, I am stirred in my soul. I know that God is here to deliver. I'm looking for God to be God. I come here looking for you to get, you know, be, when you walk out of here, you're going to know you've been somewhere. Amen. I'm looking for that. Hallelujah. Are you looking for that? Or did you just come to eat? You know, Jesus said something was for the fish and loaves. You know, he did everything. But today, God is going to show up and show out. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready for God to move for you. Because we are in this place together, and I feel expectation. I feel people need God. I feel they came here. I'll tell you, some people came here to get something from God. You know, you didn't come here just to eat. You don't care if they didn't have nothing to eat. Because you ate, you know, you can go down to what your booby boob and get you something. You came here to meet with God. Some of you came to look and see, can I come here? And what about these folks? You come to check us out. I hope that you check us out okay. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, this is a place that believe in God. This is a place, hallelujah, that was. So you get your eyes upon the Lord. Get your. You know, is that color right for her? I'm just feeling in my heart. Sometimes, you know, folk will come smiling and grinning, but inside they hurting. And I've been in the period. And thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Get man. Y'all don't go out without y'all, but I'm getting man. Bibles, and we're going to open them up to Ezekiel. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to turn to Ezekiel 34 and 23. And I'm going to read a little bit. And I will set up one shepherd over them. And he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them and shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I'm going to read the next verse. And I will make them and make with them a covenant of peace. And will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. Hallelujah. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And there have been times I've been in the wilderness, I'm telling you, I felt peace. There were times when I've been in the woods and I felt peace. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Or maybe you ain't going through nothing. But I'm telling you, there are times when, you know, when you love the Lord, there are times when you be in places where you wonder how in the world I ain't lost my man. I should have been the lost my mind, but I didn't. And I want to go over to Mark. Hallelujah. The 10th chapter, beginning with the 46th verse. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the waste highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. You hear that? Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. You ain't going to listen. You cry today. He ain't going to pass you by. He the same. Yesterday, the day forever, when I heard that verse, she got up and spoke, and it was wrote down in here. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good courage, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And we're going to say something about it. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now, he did something about what he wanted. You see, we skipped over that, see. But this man said, when he called Jesus, he said, Jesus, thou son of David, you got to know God. This man had read, they had some of the scrolls they could read. He knew that there will be a man that will come, a person that will come, the son of David. Praise the Lord. Now, everybody didn't believe Jesus was the son of, he don't believe that. But he believed it. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Praise, that's what he, hallelujah. And so when Jesus came to Jericho, and I thought to myself, what is Jericho? Jericho was that city that Joshua and them whooped them down before they went into the promised land. I mean, Jericho been whipped down. Anytime you gain a city, you put your own folks in there. And so it was probably some of the Jewish people that ruled over everything up in there, because you don't, you know, get something that you want and then let somebody else have it. I said, you don't get something that you want and let somebody else have it. You don't go out here with peace and then let somebody take it. You don't go out here with what God gonna do for you and let somebody else take it. You better keep what God give you. A lot of times people get things in the church, and when they get out, they get to holler, they get to talking so much, I'm getting ready to get you now. And then they got to go to eat. The restaurant is full of us when we get out. All right, okay. All right. I'm looking for a day. And I feel it right on the pfft. God's people gonna get shook up. God's people gonna come in, they're gonna come in singing, they're gonna come in clapping, they're gonna come in with something from God. You ain't got to pump them, you ain't got to prime them, you ain't got to keep on pouring stuff down, trying to get them going. I said, Lord, I'm still looking for that day. And we had a little of it here today. I believe y'all stirred up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to talk about Bartimaeus. Now, one of the writers wrote there were two blind men. So, you know, I ain't going to get in no trouble with talking about the two or the one. But what I know is Bartimaeus touched God. So your friend may be next to you, need the same thing. Whoops. And they may be praying. Look, you cry out. You cry out for what you need. Right now, you ask God for what you need. I'm asking you to ask God for what you need. Because I can't do a thing. I can't heal a butterfly with a broken wing. But I tell you what, the Holy Ghost can. I tell you, he can do anything that you need. I get faith built. I'll be like a dog after a bone. I just believe God can do. I believe God can do. So what are you looking for today? Praise the Lord. What are you looking for today? Praise the Lord. God gonna meet you what you need. He wanna know what you want. He wanna know what you need. You don't worry about what she need. Don't worry about what she need. And nobody say, well, she should have something. No, you look for what you need. So if it was another blind man there, could have been, I don't know. And he was saying the same thing because one of the writers said he did. But somehow the writer got Bartimaeus to be, because Bartimaeus was hollering the loudest. Bartimaeus was hollering. Now, what did you say by your faith? A beggar had a coat on. He cast off his garment. He cast it off. That garment he paid for by the government to give him the legal right to go out and beg. So he'd hold his garment out and he begged, you know, I'm blind. And they would put money in it. When Jesus, that garment, that was his faith. That was his faith. When Jesus called you, you got to cast some things off. Amen. If you look to Jesus, if Jesus called you, do that garment. Holland, he cast off his garment. You know what he's saying? This was given me to beg. I see Jesus. He going to give me what I'm asking for. When you see Jesus, he going to. You see a servant walking right here. Lord, I've been through some stuff. I said, praise the Lord. Ain't because I'm so nothing. No. It's your heart that he's looking at today. Your heart. Praise the Lord. And then do nothing. You know, if he there, he going to do something. If he didn't have no faith, he would. But this church is full of faith. Say, Lord, I'm what I came for. Praise the Lord. And it ain't a piece of chicken either. I came for something from my soul. So I came, Lord, today to touch you. I ain't worried about no crying out everybody. Man, shut up. You're crying too loud. You the louder you get. I mean, the more you pray, the more you press, the more you get. Came early. Hallelujah. Some of we prayed and we prayed. And praise the Lord. Then we prayed again. I'm telling you. Sister came because we got the things messed up. She came early. I said, it should be Revival Center, the house of prayer. And I ain't going to keep you that long. Because I just got to tell you, praise the, if you believe that Jesus is going to win, and for what? He come today to heal you. Get you out of trouble. He come today to lift you up. He come today to give you directions. You know what she said? He comes and she preached. That was the preamble. We can get you to understand. Look, there's nothing that God will not do for you. Some of the people didn't belong to nothing. Back to be the next man he met, Zechariah, from the dead. What have you heard about that Jesus has done? He's the same God. Eating stuff. He ready to do something in this place today because he's tired of us just reading. Tired of us. If I can get you to believe that he is God and he would to God. I dare you to reach out and say, Lord, save my soul. I dare you to reach up and say, heal my body. If you can believe it, all things are possible. Woo! I had what they call sciatica, sciatic pain in my, I don't know what that was. That thing hit me in my, I was down like that. Now, I go to the bathroom like this. You know, leaning up against the chair. And they say, it hurt, it hurts. And so the, I said, y'all get me out of here. Let me see what's the matter with me. Because I believe God. I said, I believe God. But my hip, when I went to the doctor, she said, oh, we took an x-ray and everything must have side pain, and that's what the pain was. So I went home. She said, now, you probably that you can't obey what the doctor tell you to do. You're going to go to the doctor and do what he say. And I know God going to put the hot and cold packs on there. And about the third day, Jesus spoke to my heart. He said, in 7 days, I'm going to heal you. Same God. Same God that met Bartimaeus. He ain't dead, and he's still here. He's still hardly. He's still around here. On the seventh day, hurting a little bit, I walked in the bathroom. Ernest said, "What you God? What you doing?" I say, "I'm healed. Thing left me." Now y'all didn't hear me. Do you believe? It's scary sometimes because sometimes it don't seem like he gonna do what he say. But if he told you, he say, "I ain't had sciatica or whatever." Somebody say, "Girl, you gonna have?" I say, "The devil is on. You can't come here. I got work to do. I ain't got time to be up in no bed. I gotta go to work." You think you have to put up with the devil? You don't have to stand it here. You don't have to believe what Satan tell you. Sister couldn't get what she got from God if she believed what the doctor said, believe what the people say. Now, Stella Dallas used to be the thing in our day. You know, and Backstage Wife and radio, we had no TVs. You know about this one going with that one's wife and that one. He said, the doctor, take the kids. He said, girl, you know, he did this. And I think they're talking about have on, you know, Stella Dallas and the love of life and whatever y'all got now. I said, oh, that's so sad. They talking about somebody. I thought to myself, when did we get that excited about what Jesus do? He said, hit the date. God is going to move for his people. He's going to heal. He's going to deliver. He's going to set free. I said, you know when I said it, what you should have said? It's me, Lord. I'm so excited about what God can do. Praise the Lord. In 19, whatever we was at, and I was in my car. And the man was behind me. And my car had been messing. I slid on the brakes. The lady behind hit me, knocked me out in the road. The truck came back. Oh, Jesus, that's how I can't say that. But let me tell you something. Now, I was weighing 100 and a little spit between here. It wasn't big enough to get nothing in there. But the Holy Ghost pulled that spit back and laid my body down in that split. And my head was in the front and my feet, my head was in the back of the seat and my feet was up there. I thought I was dead. I got up to someone. He stopped. I was just saying, Jesus. The car stopped. Now, let me tell you something. Honestly. Because you don't know, you really kind of off in a somewhere. Burnt my hand, the stuff in it, burnt my hand, and I think I must have hit my head. I don't remember that. And the lady got this thing caught, and they called the ambulance. The woman is getting out the car. And I'm like, what are these people? And I just left. So I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to the hospital. All the kids, everybody excited. Oh, Ronnie crying, everybody crying. And, you know, praise the Lord. And I'm sitting up here. Well, praise the Lord, that lady. I say, you know who that somebody is? If you know that, they're trying to kill you, but you ain't going to leave here until God says, the devil don't know he's going to get Job. You think he crazy? He's a prince. He thought that Job was going to, whatever trial you in, God got a way for you to get out. Right. Joy come in the morning. Amen. Now, his joy may not be like, you are in now if you believe God and trust God and give it to God. Now, you can't go in cute. It ain't cute for you to go pick that mess back up. You give it to God, let him have it. You coming out. Say, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. It may not be what I thought, but you know he still brought me. That's God. I say, that's God. I say, that's God. I want to tell you, and forever, he still opened blinded eyes. He still heals the sick. He still do everything he did then. He did it then, he'll do it now. He won't never change. You know, we got to say, God is God. He won't never change. He won't never change you to save you, to deliver you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hold on. He never let me down. Next year, he been with me all the time. Raised 10 kids. Yeah, I say, Gwen Dooley. Mama, stop calling me Gwen Dooley. He's the same. I say, he's the same. He's the same. I'm telling you because I know he's the same. We built us a 5-bedroom home up there. My husband was a builder. And so he said, huh, because you got to have a contractor. Really? So we needed a toilet, you know, and the main things we need, a toilet. And we was building it as we go. See, y'all in too big a hurry. And so the Lord told me, said, get up. He said, and look right in his eyes. That's what he told me, honest to goodness. I got to put my clothes on. He said, you can't get it, honey. You got to have a contractor. I said, thought to myself, shoot, God. What are you talking about? I'm going with a contractor. I don't have the contractor tell me to go. I ain't going. I walks up like I own stuff. I said, well, how you do, ma'am? I say, I need some money. Let's get down to the quick here now. He looked at me. I guess this woman is. I need some money. I'm looking right in his eyes. I said, I need some money. Water. And we got, and I'm looking still in his eyes. And we got, he said, then. And the bank, whatever else, three men came out to my house. We opened the door. He said, oh. I'm talking about you. He's able to see you through. Whatever you in, God will bring you through. I got back home and said, and he said, whoa. So, you know, I pray for the refrigerator. He said, honey, go pray for it. That's faith. Believing in a God that's able. Believe you do what you say. You serve and he loves you, honey. He would do what no other God would do. So we built that house on faith. Value that like near 400, 300 some thousand. Young people, you can't get it overnight. Trust God. Trust God. So the Lord did us a missionary that came to town. We was working at this church. And he used for a certain amount of money then. I came back to home. I said, honey, I said, we need to help him. Yeah, I'm telling you. We had saved about $1,200 or something trying to get this place we did. And scraped and ate pork and beans. And honey, God gonna ask me for $1,000 of? Be for real. So he said he went to the bank and the Lord say, $1,000, son. He said, I'm a Christian here now, you know. I don't know nothing about this now. I'm Mrs. Christian. I came back home, he said, I got it out the bank. I said, oh yeah, I'm thinking $50, you know. He said, no, it was $1,000. I said, what? Then the Lord said, oh, you don't love me. I said, and I thought about it. I said, that he told us to give. You know what? Give something God tell you to give. You don't need none of you got. The earth is his. All the gold and silver is here. He don't need you. Give it to God. After then, I think God built that house. We went down in Fenton and got we wanted to have coal, you know, and wood to burn in the furnace. And this and that, and giving us brick, and he would go because my husband was building it. It's building, and then people on the job say, Ernie said, you building your house, and you need some stuff, need some of this to put on your roof, some stuff here. Say free. We built that house. I should have kept up with it. We needed tubs. He gave us one that went all the way up to for like $20. And he ain't quit. Say he ain't quit. He ain't quit. He's still able, but you got to trust him. You got to believe in him. You got to serve him. You got to serve him. You know, stop hijacking and jumpjacking and you know, but you know all that you need. He will follow you with all you need. I say he will. If anyone here, I'm telling you about God now. Somebody, you know, but you need to be saved today. You know, we had a small church, but you need to be saved. You really do. And you know that you're supposed to do something for God, but you don't really know right now. Y'all pray and forgiven for your sins. You not ever ask God to forgive you, but you know that you need about nobody else. I don't care if you've been in the church singing in the choir. If you know that you need God, this is your season. Come on, come on, come on up. Come on, come on, come on. Praise. I'm going to wait a few more minutes for you because the Lord dealing with you right now. Listen, hallelujah. And when you stand before God, you're going to stand for yourself. He's going to call your name. He ain't going to say Sally Joe and Mary Lou. No, it's going to be Sally Joe first. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would draw this soul or these souls to the altar today in Jesus' name, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let the enemy do this to you. This is your day. This is somebody's day, Gwen. I'm telling you now, this is somebody's day. Don't walk out of here without making it right with God. Not today. This is your day. This is your day. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to still pray for you because you may do this at dinner time. But you need to get saved. You come to me. I'll be sitting there. I'll be eating a little bit. We're supposed to go on a fast tomorrow at the church for 2 weeks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody here that need healing in their bodies and can believe God, this is your day. Come. This is your day. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. And look to be well. Look to be well. I believe God going to sit. God going to get sick people free. This is the day. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, sister, help me. Yeah. Yeah, I want the oil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come with faith. Believe in God. Because, you know, I'm going to stand before all the Lord do is use his people as like a conduit. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. What you need, son? Yes. Oh, Lord. Say it again. Tell me again. Say it again.
Hurt my knee, and I want it to be well.
Okay. You can't get it well now. You can't do it. No, you can't get it well. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. We're going to believe it. Y'all come on, let's believe it, Brother L. Believe it, Lord. When I lay my hands upon this child, he knows what it is, faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, touch him. And when I touch you by faith, God is going to touch you. And that knee is going to heal, and it's not going to give you any more trouble in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, by the power of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, the devil trying to, you know, mess with you, But you know, he came to you, Al, because that knee gonna heal in Jesus' name. Even now. Even now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. She believes this touch is a touch of faith for your healing in Jesus' name. Yes, good. Receive it in the name of the Lord. Receive it. Go ahead and. Oh, where it hurt you? Oh, Father, touch your stomach. In Jesus' name, heal her. Lord, let her be made whole. Yeah, you know, I don't know what this is, but this bull, all people. The devil is a lie. I say the devil is a lie. You say, Lord, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, I rebuke this thing that's trying to take her over in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What's his name? Yes. This is something. You know what? This is a job for Superman. This is a job for Jesus. Jesus, man.
You don't have to dream about it. But you got to come to the place, your tears. And his name is Kevin. Oh, you get ready here. Because God is going to move in your son's life. He's going to send somebody to him. God can just set him free. But we're living in this center where people, you know, but I'm asking God to get, because this is just another generation. But, and I'm saying this because you may not agree with it, but it's the truth. I say, he is able to deliver your son. I tell you what, God is going to help bring him here. Because it'll be a little time, and I'm going to pray for Kevin. I'm praying that God will start his journey, and then if he don't end it, he'll end it here. I'm looking for God to do something here. I know what he can do. I know God. I know what he can do. I know what he's done for me. You know what I'm saying? God is something, child. You know, and let me tell you, he ain't stopped in the apostles' day. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, for today, and forever. He's not going to ever change. So you go and don't cry no more. You believe what God has said to you. Okay. And just look for it. He'd be calling you or whatever. Say, Lord, I'm believing you. I believe you, God. I believe you, God. No devil bring no doubts in your heart. Say, my son is going to be free. My son is going to be free. My son is going to be free. And just keep asking him and keep on just. He wasn't no God. He said, I got to get out. This woman is running me crazy. What running going to heal my son? He's going to come into his right mind, Lord. He's going to come because he's just a kid. Not a man, woman. It's such thing. He's going to be okay. What's your name? Let me know what's going on. Amen. Nobody else needs you. Go in peace. The Lord has heard. I'm praying about your son. He sees you. He sees it. So you cried enough tears. Now we're going to believe God. We're going to walk in this church and we're going to believe. Don't forget, put his name down. Yes, Lord. And it shall be so. It shall be so. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just believe God. Sister, would you come up here? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm not trying to make you shame or anything like that. Just pray for you. I just want to pray for you. You know, God, you need something from God. I don't know if it's in your family or what it is, but you need. You know, you sitting here, we love you. And I know you feel the love in this place. Somebody close to you. Somebody close to you. And I'm asking God to move for you. Got a miracle today. I said somebody got a miracle today. Sister, you look better. You feel better? You sure look better. Praise the Lord. Say, ain't it good? Get Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, ain't gone yet. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Al to come. I'm through. Like I tell Al, I'm through. That just tickles him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But, amen, I just love you. I thank you for bringing your this is a granddaughter. And this, what's your name, honey? Christy, that's so pretty. Now I'm going to pray for y'all. I love to pray for young people. So I'm going to come on, y'all. I'm going to pray for y'all. Come up here. I just love young folks. I have so many young people of my own, you know. You know, and I love young folks. I love them. You hold his hand. Praise the Lord. How y'all doing? Y'all doing? Y'all trying to get too much too soon? You know, I ain't scared to say nothing to nobody, you know. You know, I was telling somebody something. I said, I ain't scared to knock on the door because I used to sell Avon. I'll knock on your door in a minute. My real estate agent running around. She didn't know what she was. I said, girl, pull over. I'll knock on that woman's door and ask her where we are. You know, you have to ask. You know what I'm saying? Praise. You need to ask. God is calling you too. He's calling y'all. Yo, especially you. Uh-huh. I got you. You can't hide, honey. God is calling you. He wants you to serve him with all your heart. Not one time going to church, one and missing. He's going to give you a love from this day and from this hour. Hallelujah. Give you a love. Now, you know, a lot of people feel like they go to the altar and they get baptized. Well, y'all been baptized? You been baptized? You been baptized? Uh-oh. You think you have? No, baby, you ain't been baptized. You need the Lord. You need, he's the most wonderful. He's the most wonderful thing that ever could happen to you. Your marriage would be so wonderful. You could be able to get along with things. You ain't got to fuss over the same thing. See, I know where you are when you don't know Jesus. You know, not really having a relationship, you know. What's your name? Chaz. That's beautiful. His name is Chaz. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. I'm so glad you came. God got to work for your life, both of y'all, as a couple. He's got to work for you. You love children? Uh-huh, I can see you love children. She loves children. I can see it. Do you know children need help? And we need some help in this church with children. And so you got a job here. Amen. Al, you work on him. I'm going to set Al on you. Chaz, that's a beautiful name. You're welcome, Chaz. You're welcome here. And Christy, I remember that. Praise Lord, I pray for these young people. Touch them, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch them. Woo, bring them into that place, God, where you can use them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God will meet you where you are. Hallelujah. God is able. He's an able God. He can do anything. Hallelujah. But fail. These are young. This is the future. These are our future, y'all. Pray. Pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Together. And be able to talk to one another. Talk together. And solve your problems. You know, with, you know, be sincere about it. You want to stay together. It's 61 years of marriage talking to you. You want to stay married. Because when you make the loan, I hope it. They say, I have some business. Every time I come with this, they're going to call me. God bless you.